I expect the architecture would be considered extraordinary, really. It looks a bit primitive, doesn't it? I think, if I remember, it was built around sort of little areas of garden, you know, lawns, the different wards and wings. I really can't describe it too specifically. It would be homely, I think that would be the word. Homely rather than clinical, you know? And I think that's the army style, really. Well, probably it wouldn't be enormously modern, you know? But on the other hand, it was in advance in many, many areas of midwifery, that hospital. And it had a very high reputation. It was number two to Queen Charlotte's Hospital. I had lots of contact with members of people who had trained at the Mother's Hospital and to whom the Mother's was a very good memory. You know, most people had good memories of it, happy memories of it. And I suppose my main responsibility was working towards the closure service of Thanksgiving that was held when it was amalgamated in the Homerton Hospital under... Well, that was the policy, the government policy to amalgamate these hospitals, you know, not to let them stand out separately. It was regarded very highly. A lot of officers had their babies there. It was known, of course, to be, you know, completely a professional thing. It was not just Salvationists who worked there. There would be, you know, those who applied to work. And, of course, the doctors, many of the doctors were not Salvationist or Christians. You know, their staff would have to meet the requirements of the work, you know. So, of course, the army would have to have properly qualified professional staff. I suppose the army is an enormously pragmatic organisation. I mean, it was not something one could have fought or, you know, there would have been no life for a totally independent voluntary hospital outside of the mainstream of the national health policy and principles. So I suppose it was a case of accepting it. And I suppose there are always what I would call the cuckoo factors. I suppose the enormous cost of this hospital, I mean, it wasn't all met by government. And I'm sure over the years it had been an extremely costly thing for the Salvation Army. But because of the pragmatism of the army and also its need to work cooperatively within what's happening, we just had to accept it. Some of them, of course, chose to come back into other areas of our social work. I think just a handful left Salvation Army officership and went with the hospital, but that was for continuity's sake, perhaps. I don't think it was more than two or three people who left officership from their loyalty with the hospital, and they went over. I think the new unit was called the Mother's Midwifery Course. I think it was called that. You know, they kept that little phrase, the Mother's.